When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered. Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM is me. You got me until midnight, the AM. And it's the most wonderful time. The Yankees played today and they lost, and I'm not going to bury the lead. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, we have the Islanders and the New York Knicks to talk about. And we are a few sleeps away from the NFL draft. I love this. If you're like me and you just are into sports and you wake up and watch SportsCenter and you have a bunch of apps on your phone that are sports related and you waste money gambling on sports, this is the time for you. 877-337-6666 and two more sixes get you on my show. Welcome to the Ump Show. Welcome to the Ump Show. I've been saying it for years. It's been 5 years since Guardy was banging on the dugout. Savages in the box ran. It's been 5 years. And as Yankee fans, we still have to watch the Yankees go out and beat whoever they face and the umps. Oh, let me not say that on The Fan, because somebody's going to call up and say, oh, you're crying about the officiating. You're crying about the umpires. No, dummy, watch the game. Just watch the game. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing at this point. There's one thing to have the human element. There's another thing that involves human error. It is a whole different ball game when we can't even start the ball game without these umpires and their God complex. What is that? Right? We had it a couple weeks ago with Gleyber Torres when Gleyber Torres was leading off. Don't worry, folks. We'll talk about Anthony Volpe leading off as well tonight. But remember that game, how that game got started. Why do I know these guys' names? Angel Hernandez, Laz Diaz. Bro, I saw Phil Cuzzy on the plane back from Tampa, back from spring training, and I wanted to say to him, what's the deal, dude? Is there an agenda against the Yankees? Like, just tell me, honestly. I didn't want to bother him. Flight, you know, was a little delayed with the bags and whatnot, so I left him alone. But the only thing I was going to say to him, do you guys have meetings? Do you guys have a group chat? Do you guys have Zoom calls where you all get together and you say, hey, when you go to Yankee Stadium, you best be alert. Aaron Boone, that Aaron Boone, he's got 35 ejections. Like, let's go back. I've talked about this a few times on The Fan. This is my third season doing the Yankees and doing the show covering the Yankees. And I have a problem with Aaron Boone going at the umps. It doesn't help our case at all, right? These are the guys calling balls and strikes. And Hunter Wendelstedt, whatever this guy's name is. What was his name? That's why I know you got a God complex. I know you have an issue. I know you're on a power trip, Hunter Wendelstedt. He was terrible behind the plate. He tried to give us a bunch of makeup calls. It didn't matter. Lost to the poverty A's, but let's go back. Boone has been getting ejected at the highest rate of any manager in baseball. It is his calling card. It is his MO. Like, when we criticize Boone, we say, what does he do? What is he known for? Now, I think he's managing this year, and they're giving him more of a leash to do so in his last year of his contract. You'd want that too, right? Hey, you'll get fired this year if you don't do well. Well, let me call the shots. But in the past, we're like, oh, he's a data applicator. Oh, he's an extension of the front office. Oh, he's this, he's that. But the one thing that he controls, the one thing that he does, is he can step out of that dugout and wear out an umpire better than maybe anybody all time. He's had so many reps at it. But that doesn't help the New York Yankees at bats. when you heard that Savage in the Box rant, I was there. That was David Cone bobblehead day. We will be talking about this Aaron Judge bobblehead. I brought mine in today, folks. We're going to talk all about it. I was at that game. It was another day game where it was quiet in there, hot mics in there, not a lot of people in there. These guys have it in their head that they have to be on the defense. Similar to Yankee Stadium security, right? Early on this season, I just noticed, and I know because I go to the stadium, Yankee Stadium security has to establish dominance over the visitors. They are extra tight this year. Good, good for them. There's a lot of people showing up for bobbleheads and John Sterling and everything else. But today, a guy showed up and yelled something that I don't care what Hunter Wendelstedt said 3 hours later. I don't care about the pool report. That doesn't mean anything to me. It can't change anything. Your reaction was off of a fan sitting in Legends Row 1 with complimentary drinks on a Monday at 1:10. Your reaction was to that guy. Aaron Boone was checking out his nails, flashing his Oris watch with the fancy red band. He wasn't even talking. What kind of warning is that? You warn a guy, and then you eject a guy, and then after the game you say it was somebody down. Come on, bro. We're not stupid. That's what I'm saying. Watch the game, folks. The Yankees have to deal with ball outside. That ball's down. The Yankees have to deal with umpires that don't know which way is up or down. These guys are lost. I've been screaming for robo-umps since the lockout. I was hoping we could get that in the lockout. But Aaron Boone, obviously, has this on his back. It's a label on him that this guy is going to yell. He's going to wear you out. He's going to show you up. He's going to embarrass you early in the game, establish dominance over him. But that's what's crazy, right? You're calling the game, Hunter. You are the officiator of this match. How do you let an outside voice affect what's going on the field? That's ridiculous. They have to look into it. It changed the whole complexion and feel of the game. The Yankees lineup is, I don't know. If Juan Soto's not doing it, if Verdugo's not doing it, we'll talk about the lineup construction. We'll talk about Judge. We'll talk about Glaber. We'll talk about all of it. They shouldn't have lost to the poverty Sacramento A's, soon to be Sacramento A's, today. They should sweep this series. Now you can't sweep this series because it started off on the wrong foot. And let me go back to this story. If you remember me talking about this last year, and I got to go back to the Yankees schedule from last year to find the game. Mets fans, Aroldis Chapman just got suspended for getting at this young, he looks African-American, but he's not. This young black, he looks black, but he's not. I'm identifying like that. Umpire, I can't think of his name, but if I go back to the box score from last year, I can find it. What I'm saying is he's also young. He's young, black. He's fairly new. I think this might be his second season on the job. And Aroldis Chapman got disciplined for yelling at him, and you guys saw that in the Pirates series. That same guy, Aaron Boone last year, in like the third inning of one of those Orioles games, he gets in this dude's face, and he like spits in his face, and the dude, like, he takes that personally, as anyone would in any type of situation. But, like, that's what I'm saying. That it didn't help. The Yankees went on to lose that game. It did not help their case. It did not help their cause. And so this is something that I know these guys review. I know these guys talk about. I know they watch baseball. And I know they have a brotherhood. I know they look out for each other. Oh, Paul has the name. Edwin Moscoso, if that's how to pronounce it. Moscoso, whatever. Edwin. We'll call him Edwin. You can look him up. Google him. When he disrespected that young man, I could tell. I'm like, they're trying to protect this guy. Because if you remember, I think the guy's name was Brendan. You could hear DJ LeMayu and the Savages in the Box rant. Tighten up, Brendan. You got to tighten up. And that guy was young and on the draw. They're trying to protect their union. They're trying to protect their guys. So what I'm basically saying is, this is never going away. I did a Q&A with Aaron Boone down the shore at Baseline Social before the season started. Plug here, because we're doing the same thing with Willie Randolph less than a month, May 19th. Get your tickets. And I asked Boone about, hey, this year are you going to try and cool it on the ejections? And the way that I proposed the question to him, I said, I remember hearing you were embarrassed, right? When you did the Laz Diaz impression, right? You did his strikeout impression. And you went viral and your daughter said something to you. You were embarrassed, right? He said, yeah, he was embarrassed about how that played with his daughter. And then he made a joke in front of the audience like, oh, I only got ejected. And I forget the number he said. Let's say he said 8 times. And then he said in the second half. It's funny, Aaron, but it's not funny because, like, we went 82-80 last year. We needed every strike ball, every thing that we could get. It's just, it's so whack to watch the game. And, like, now that that hung over the whole game. Shout out to the YES broadcast. They did a good job covering it. It just changed the whole feel of the game. Now, Aaron Boone is not out there. Brad Ausmus is stepping up. And it's just like, that doesn't have to happen, man. This is Major League Baseball. We did not pay to see Hunter Wendelstedt. Like, we did not pay to see the umpire inject himself that early. It was so early. So, sorry, I had to get that rant off. But the long and short of it is, Boone has to stand down. But I know he's going to fight for his guys because his guys are savages in that box, and that's his job. He also said to me, like that's what I have to do because I don't want the players getting tossed. That really affects the game, right? But, I mean, it went from the hit by pitch and the guy had to check swing, but he didn't swing and whatever. All I'm saying is Boone's got to stand down, but he's not. Major League Baseball's got to do better. Somebody's got to step in and investigate these guys because that guy injected himself into that game. It changed the whole game today. 877-337-6666. Now, I understand slumps. I understand it's baseball, Susan. I understand they're not going to be perfect. I understand it's April 22nd. But these are the big, bad Bronx dogs. But these are the all-in New York Yankees. With Juan Soto and Aaron Judge batting second and third. These are the New York Yankees looking to win the World Series, right? They don't look like it today. They don't look like it. They've been shut out, what, 4 times this year? 3 times at home? You're going to get booed. You're going to get booed. You're going to get booed. Especially when you wear the golden sombrero. I don't care what you think. I don't care what your dad thinks. I don't care what your mom thinks. I think something is wrong with Aaron Judge. Because in my household, when we watch the games, I say, shh, everybody stop what you're doing. Aaron Judge is batting. When you're in the stadium and you hear that, all rise, that's to get your attention that the guy that hits moonshots is coming up so you don't miss it. Where is that guy right now? What's up with Aaron Judge? Where is that guy right now at the plate? I don't know how many pitches I've seen go in that square strike zone that in the past, Aaron Judge hits those balls to Grand Concourse. He puts them 500 feet somewhere. Without a question, without a doubt. Most guys are scared to even throw those pitches. Now, they're going right at Aaron Judge. Is he compromised? I don't care if your mom, dad, brother says he's not hurt. Well, he's out there, right? I think he's got to be hurt. What else is it? The Monstars came down for Space Jam 3 and zapped him of his... Are we in a movie? That this does not look like Aaron Judge to me. I've watched a ton of his at-bats. Live, in person, on TV. Something is wrong. And you know what's potentially wrong. Because he was spring beat up just a month and a half ago. He had the toe injury last year that I'm still putting something out there to be done against the Dodgers. They didn't have to pay a fine. They didn't have to pay the Yankees something. This guy is a different hitter. He was one of the most feared hitters in baseball. This guy does not look like himself. He looks like a shell of himself. So you can't tell me that he's 100% healthy. If he is, man, check out his head and his eyes. If it's not the toe, oblique, abs, then give him some rest or something. And it's not going to happen against the Oakland A's. And I also understand, Keith, the lineup is the lineup. Yeah, the lineup is the lineup. Until you get maybe DJ back. I don't care to see Taylor Trammell or Jamai Jones. I knew they were punting as soon as that lineup was put together because you got to sit Glaber. Glaber's a mess. And that's another thing. The coddling of Glaber Torres has to stop. We've been doing this for years. Oh, Glaber Torres is the shortstop of the future. No! Anybody that was live in Yankee Stadium watching him play shortstop? No! We never believed. And now he can barely play second base, and you brought in DJ LeMahieu, who's a gold glove second baseman all these years ago, right? You thought DJ would be at second base and Glaber would be at short. Now you got to leave Glaber at second base, and he can barely do that job without screwing it up. Lazy throw, not knowing where to go with the ball, running into the outfield. Like, bro, like, is this real? These are the New York Yankees. 877-337-6666. Now that I got the rant out, whatever, I'm dressed in full Yankee gear. Yankee hat, Yankee hoodie, Yankee jacket, brought my bobblehead. I love the Yankees. I love this season. We're in first place. We got 15 wins in spite of all that. So imagine what they look like when they get healthy, they get whole, and they get right. Garrett Cole's on the way back. And can I tip my cap to Carlos Rodon? I get it. It's the poverty, Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas A's. But he looked good today. Can we at least pat the guy on the back, try and build the guy up, a no decision? The guy goes out there. He had a no-no going for a little bit. Gave up a hit. Had a few strikeouts. Carlos Rodon, thank you. Thank you. The offense failed you today. The offense couldn't get it going today. And you know what? It sucks. They're not going to drop Aaron Judge in the lineup. They're not going to drop Gleyber Torres in the lineup or sit him on the bench. But they will move 22-year-old Anthony Volpe, who was tearing it up, looking like an all-star, putting up ridiculous numbers. They will move him from the bottom half of the order in the fourth series of the year and say, you're the leadoff hitter. The day after saying we would look up in 10 years and that would be his spot. They'll move him to get Gleyber Torres going. And now Volpe hasn't been going the same. If it ain't broke, you don't fix it. It wasn't broke, you fixed it. Now a bunch of other things need some fixing. 877-337-6666. We get it. They are winning series. They've lost one series. We get it. They are a good team. But we are developing habits here. They have a standard here. That's why you get booed here. Anybody, nobody's above it. It's crazy to me that so many people say, oh, it's early, it's April, when it comes to Judge or Gleyber Torres. How come you don't apply that to Juan Soto's hot start? No, with Juan Soto, it's blank check. Give him everything. MVP chance. Wait, it's just the first month of the season. What if he falls off a cliff? If he falls off a cliff, he's getting booed too. 877-337-6666. It's a reaction in the moment. It's everybody on the edge of their seats hoping and rooting that you do it so that we can blow the roof off the place. And then when you get struck out looking or you swing at some BS, boo, get him out of here. Come on. And nobody is above that. I don't care if it's your bobblehead day. And I was listening to Tiki talk about the bobbleheads. I was like, no, Tiki, no. Evan was trying to tell him, like, Tiki does not know. The pandemonium in Yankee Stadium over these bobbleheads. Let's go back again. This 62 bobblehead that I'm holding in my hand, this was supposed to be given out last year. It's a two-part set. It goes with the 61 Roger Maris bobblehead. It got rained out. They moved it to this year. We did not forget. People were showing up to Yankee Stadium. I've talked to many of them at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. on Saturday. Of course, for John Sterling. No, really to get their bobblehead to go with the one that they got last year. Or if they missed out on that one, they want this one. It's a two-piece set. I heard Tiki say something about throwing the bobblehead on. Nobody's throwing these bobbleheads. Yo, shout out to my boy Sean. My boy Sean made I'm not going to say the amount of money. He made a good amount of cash, had a wad of cash, because he was able to collect a bunch of bobbleheads and sell them in the stadium. It was a come up. So if you're looking for a bobblehead less than the $100 on eBay, I know a guy that knows a guy that has them. I have mine. It's not for sale. But I'm very familiar with the whole bobblehead game and what goes on in Yankee Stadium. They're precious to us. It has nothing to do with Aaron Judge getting booed on his bobblehead day. Like I heard the Tampa Bay radio guys say, oh, you boo your franchise player on his bobblehead day? Hell yeah. He doesn't look like our franchise player that hit 62 home runs. 877-337-6666. So we'll start with the Yankees. We'll get into this Knicks game. We'll get into the Isles and Rangers and draft talk. But I just had to talk to the Yankee fans, speak on some of the Yankees stuff. You know, Gleyber Torres, I've been trying to trade Gleyber Torres for like 3 years in the offseason and at the deadline. It is what it is. Are you surprised? When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And Aaron Judge, I just think, has to be compromised. He has to be hurt. But after last year, going 82-80, he can't step out. He means too much. And now Yankee Stadium has turned into Juan Soto land. That adulation that used to come to him in right field when he would cross the foul line and the kids would be screaming, "Judge, Judge, Judge, throw me a ball." That's gone to Mr. Juan Soto Pacheco. Deuce, deuce. In front of the judges' chambers. Nobody's over there with the gavels and the white wigs anymore. They got to build some type of Soto thing for Juan Soto land. Judge isn't going to try and, you know, step out, hit the IL, even rest or whatever, because he's the captain. He's the $40 million man, highest paid. You following me? Right? There's a lot of things at play here. We're investigating now. As fans, what's going on? We're trying to get to the bottom of it. Maybe you can help me out. 877-337, a 6, and two more sixes. Shout out to Alex Verdugo just because.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Party time. Another five-hour KM to AM. Let's get it. We got a full rack of calls. We're starting with the Yankees. And yeah, I know. There was a 0% chance that Embiid and Maxey weren't going to play in game two. 0% chance. So we will get into the Knicks as that game is going to start. But we gotta handle business. We got to talk about Boone. We got to talk about these umps. We got to talk about Judgy, Glaby. You know, pet names that Boone has for these guys. Let's go to Josh in the Bronx first, as I usually do.
Well, Keith, thank you. I had just one question.
Mm-hmm.
When are those robo-umps going to be introduced? Spring training next year?
Well, the way that the system is going to start, there's going to be a way that players can challenge balls and strikes. I actually got to see. We don't have time. I'll explain it. But I honestly think before Manfred is out in 2029, is that the time he said he was going to be out? Yeah, we'll have some type of robo-ump.
Oh, boy.
Help.
Okay,
they're still
going to
be standing back
ball.
There,
yeah.
But the power will be stripped of them.
Yeah. Thank you, Keith.
Oh, okay, that's it. Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah, so when I was in Seattle at the All-Star game, I got to see the Futures game, and they used it with the up-and-coming players that, you know, like Jackson Chourio. Mets fans saw him against the Brewers. I think he was in it, and some other kids were in it. Spencer Jones, that's a better pull. I don't know if Jackson Chourio was in it this year. He might have been in it a couple years before. I've been in an All-Star game in the last couple years. But either way, the thing about the challenge system, it actually, like, okay, we have the pitch clock in baseball, which makes the games faster. This challenge system, when it comes, is going to bring the games right back to the regular time we're used to. But it adds a level of to the game. It adds a level of like, okay, nope, this guy, you have a challenge you can use. You want to challenge that ball or strike? All right, everybody looks up at the big screen, and it has the tennis-like graphics to show exactly where the ball is, or like the graphics you see on Yes Network with the strike zone. You see whether it's ball or strike, crowd reacts, guy gets the call or not, whatever, and you move on. I just think that we have to take the power from these umps. I think that they are the end-all, be-all. They have a God complex. Like, it is ridiculous how they insert themselves into the game right away. And these guys talk to the managers. They talk to the players. They're all on the field warming up. And they're like, this isn't any of these guys' first rodeos. Why do they do this once first pitch happens? Once we're on TV? Once everybody's locked in watching? It does not help the game. Jeremy and Seacock, help me. You're on The Fan, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Good to talk to you again. Can you hear me okay? I'm in the car. Is there an echo or anything?
A little bit, but you're all right.
A little bit? All right, cool. So, you know, you're right. The performance of the umpires is a completely different topic. What I'm calling to talk about is Boone and his whole, like, persona of being the most thrown out manager in baseball.
It has
right now
to end this year, and I think he's trying. It has to stop.
I agree. And, you know, I feel like it just comes, you know, I like to think of it as when someone dresses like a slob, if you don't know him, You think a little bit less of them. You don't expect as much.
Reputation.
Where someone dresses really nice, mm-hmm. you know, dresses like a business professional, you expect the best, right? When Boone walks out onto the field, these umps are just thinking, oh, great, now I got to deal with this guy again. I don't even care what he has to say anymore. I already know he's going to be against me, so let me just stick up for my coworkers, my other umpires, and let me toss this guy as quick as possible. It doesn't help the team, man. They call balls and strikes all game, every game, 162 a year. Him being argumentative does not help our case.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy. I think it's more about your reputation and your reputation preceding you. That's the phrase I was looking for. And not so much, and you know, thank you, Jeremy, for the help. But it's not so much about like how someone dresses. They know who Aaron Boone is. He's the Yankees manager the last 7 years. They know who he is. It is a reputation thing, right? And it is these guys trying to stand their ground and protect each other, especially the young umpires. Like, I can't imagine how nerve-wracking it is the first couple times you get behind home plate and you've got to call that game. Another reason why you should have some help. It shouldn't be all on your shoulders. Let's bring in the technology. It's 2024. But what I'm saying is these guys have a hard enough job and they fight against guys like Boone because they feel like Boone makes the job harder. But that's what they're going to do, both sides, the other manager as well. They're going to haggle. They're going to, you know, if your zone is off, like Hunter Wendell's staff, your zone was completely off. Some of it worked in our favor, but I don't care that it works in our favor. Call the game right. I want the game called right. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you in your helmet. I don't want to hear your voice and your attitude. It is not about you. Nobody cares about you. The end. Billy is in Westchester County, next up on The Fan in New York.
Hi, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Keith, listen, I'm sick over today's game. Come on. We're playing a double-A team. You're 100% right about the umpire, but that don't have nothing to do with today's game because this game's supposed to be over the third or fourth inning. Let me ask you a question, Keith. What would Toronto or Baltimore do to J.P. Sears? See, the three hits, come on.
J.P. Sears is our own.
Yeah.
J.P. Sears.
What would they do against him today? The Cleveland just beat them 5 out of 6 games this year, Oakland.
It was
and had a run differential.
Perfect setup today. Perfect setup. A guy that has pitched on that mound for us, pitched very well. I remember doing shows talking about him. We were getting calls from South Carolina, people that knew him growing up. J.P. Sears was ready for that moment. The complexion of the game changed, but I'm right there with you, Billy. This is a poverty franchise.
I have a cheap ticket for tomorrow's game. Blackburn had, at one time, he had a 21 and a third inning of no-run baseball, you know, and there's 2 starts. What is he going to do tomorrow? I don't think I could go down there. I'm getting sick watching this offense.
No, definitely go. Definitely go. It'll be a completely different day. It'll be a night game. These guys will have plenty of rest, and they better come out there swinging. They better come out there locked in. This was just the perfect setup today. Thanks for the call, Billy. Now let's talk about the game. J.P. Sears versus Carlos Rodon. You just heard me say he's one of our own. One of us. He was. We traded him away with Ken Waldichuk and Luis Medina for Frankie Montas, who I just saw Frankie Montas is going on the IL. Not surprised. Not laughing at a guy's injury, but that guy barely did anything for the Yankees. Oh, Lou Trevino is on his way back. He's about to start throwing BP for the Yankees. Great. Whatever. At this point with this bullpen, whatever. See you when we see you. But J.P. Sears is a guy that came up and had some spot starts for us a couple years ago, and he was pretty solid. I think we were impressed with him. He's a decent pitcher. What would Toronto or Boston do against him? I don't know. I got to go look up his numbers. But he's not a scrub. And just the confidence of being a Yankee, being on that mound, and even facing some of those Yankees, it was a perfect setup today. Once Hunter Wendelstadt put himself into the game, once Hunter Wendelstead ejected Aaron Boone because a fan and legends yelled something, it changed the look of the game. Now, am I making excuses for this lineup? Sure. Because these guys have to be much better. Start at the top. Volpe started off the game with a knock. Not before long, Judge grounds into a double play. And you know what? Just looking at this box score right now and seeing the amount of strikeouts, yikes. And you know, thinking back to me watching this game today, get it going. When it was a 1 o'clock Monday game. Like I said, it was a perfect setup to lose to the poverty A's. Do you remember last year when they went out to Oakland and they lost that first game 2-1, they couldn't hit then either? I got on the fan. I said, I'm not staying up to watch this game late. Well, it'll be regular time tomorrow. I guarantee you it's a different game tomorrow. Stroman might have a no-hitter going for a little while too. Domingo Armand pitched a perfect game against these guys last year. The Oakland A's are not of the caliber of the New York Yankees at all. But that's baseball, Susan. You have an umpire inject himself into the game 5 minutes in, eject your manager, Brad Ausmus step up, whatever, and these guys have all the excuses to just lay down and not get it going and not put any hits together. They had 3 hits. Ugh. So as much as we want to say they're dogs, as much as we want to say they're World Series bound, as much as we want to big them up, like, we can be real about it. And I know there's a lot of you listening, oh, it's only April. Miss me with that. The math is the same in April as it is in September. You need these games. You need these games. Regardless, you need to win these games, especially at home against the Oakland A's. We're looking for a sweep. I mean, you swept the Houston Astros, and we were thinking that you were the greatest team in the American League, the best team in the American League. We come to find out that the Houston Astros aren't that good. I just saw Christian Javier as well during the broadcast. He's going on the IL. It's not the year for Houston. What? It should be the year for your New York Yankees then, huh? If the Houston Astros have been the team standing in their way every time they make it to the ALCS, and now the Astros don't seem so almighty, you would think that in Yankee land, we got a long way to go. But what I'm saying is, Carlos Rodon went out there and did his thing. Of course, you're going to run Victor Gonzalez out there after he, you know, made that play to end the game yesterday. You run him out there instead of putting Clay in a save situation. He gets got. Guy gets a hold of one. Game. You got nothing. Ryan is in Hazlitt on the fan in New York. You got it, Ryan.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, dog? How are you?
I'm good, dog. Burp, 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 burp. Oh, we got to tone down the dog stuff. The dogs got neutered today.
Oh, no. I'm just talking about the Dukes, baby.
Ah, you're a JMU Duke?
Yeah, you know that. I talked to you the other night about the Sigma Pi girl.
Oh, that's right. JMU Dukes.
Yo, the thing about the umpires, the biggest thing that I really started to see is that, You know, in the dugout when we were playing in pro ball and stuff like that, was that they call it rabbit ears. You know, like,
oh,
once
yeah.
you hear something, the ears are up. You know, it's almost like a like when you have a ref, you
sensitive.
Know, a ref or a line judge that has like a a tricky finger.
Focus
you know,
on the game. Focus on the game.
Yeah. The
insecure,
best that,
small,
that I,
complex.
The best baseball games are when the umpires not notice.
That in all
you
sports.
Know?
In all sports.
Yeah.
We have way too much conversations about the bogus refs in the NFL, how these officials in the NBA have the best seat in the house, and they don't know how to call what's in front of them. And then these umpires inject themselves into the game like I paid to see the ump show. I did not.
Oh, it's nuts. And then one more thing. You know, you were talking about Judge being compromised. You know, I've seen his swing throughout the years, and I knew, you know, like just studying him and just hearing it around, too, in the dugout. He's a little slow on the back half. It's not turning the right way, and he's opening up his front side. That corv is just, it's probably sore, it's probably something like that.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to start the year on the DL because he wants to tough it out, man.
You baseball guys like yourself, Ryan, you were a baseball player down in Harrisonburg. I was a football player. You baseball guys know more about the mechanics of the swing and how these guys look. If you're seeing it and other people are seeing it that study swings and teach bat, like,
uh-huh.
Then what are we talking about? Judge is not himself.
He's almost preemptively like trying to swing ahead of time so it doesn't hurt as much, it looks like. And I've seen that before, you know. Your fast twitch muscles aren't moving as fast, you know. You try to compensate a little bit. And that's opening him up to the off speed outside and those changeups, which he's swinging over and rolling over on right now, which used to be line drives up the middle or double off the gap or you know, an apple taco, you know?
Yeah, I do know. And unfortunately, right now, he is getting rung up. He looks small, and he's been a giant in the game. Like, I don't know what's going on. The Yankees won't tell you anything. And what I really think, thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate you. Go Dukes. JMU Duke. Once a Duke, always a Duke. What I think is going on here is Judge is the captain, and we've heard the captain, Derek Jeter. I don't know, something today when I got dressed, I put on all my Jeter gear. Jeter talked about how, you know, if he was hurt, he wasn't telling anybody because he needed to be out there. That's not, if you're hurting the team and you need to rest, right? That's why when I see you people on Twitter and even the people I talk to that brush it off as, it's just April. It's an April slump. This is a slow. Fix it in April. Take the time now, right? Gerrit Cole is down right now. Jason Dominguez is down right now. We've built a little bit of headway here at 15-8, a little bit. And now we're in second place. I think I said we're in first place. We're in second place. Man, go get the treatment. Go figure it out to get right to be Aaron Judge again. You're hurting the team batting third. We're not bopping the same when your walkout music comes on. It doesn't feel the same when you come up to the plate. Because we've seen you mash a 92-mile-an-hour four-seam fastball right down the middle. Judge is passing up on cookies. He's passing up on I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing things. Maybe I'm in bizarro land. Maybe I'm in an episode of Black Mirror. Maybe this is not real life. I don't know. I've been watching Judge since his first home run. I was sitting in the bleachers for it. I've watched him change his swing from his rookie year. I watched a ton of his 62 home runs. He smacks those balls. He swats them. The pitches that he is getting frozen and locked up on and doesn't know and he's guessing. Nah, right? This is a guy that was must-see TV every at-bat. They were cutting away from Penn State, Michigan to show you an Aaron Judge at-bat. Imagine that now. Obviously, it's not football. But imagine they cut out of a Knicks game or Rangers game to show you Aaron Judge at-bat. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is a guy that the whole world watched hit, that everybody showed up to try and get a home run ball, that everybody showed up to videotape. He's not right now. And the Yankees won't say anything. He won't say anything. So we're just going to watch until what? It magically fixes itself? I don't think that happens. 877-337-6666. Maybe you think it happens. Maybe you can tell me how it magically changes. I've seen enough of his at-bats this season to know that that is not the guy, that this guy doesn't seem right. Maybe it's his head. Maybe he's thinking too much. Maybe it's the Juan Soto effect if he's not hurt. But like at this point, I've heard all these different things. It's got to be he's hurt. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll keep talking about it. The Knicks are down, but it's the first quarter. It just started 13-6. And we'll check in on the aisles and all of that. We've got plenty of time tonight, but let's keep this conversation rolling. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talk about it on the Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells, and the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, I'm back on the Fan. It's your man, KM. We gonna do this thing till the AM. My WFAM. Let's get it. You get that? W fam. We're family. We're friends, right? Some of the Mets fans don't think that I'm family friends. They hate me. I don't know why. LGYM. Got the Mets game coming up later. Can't wait. 9:45. I just saw on FS1, they're about to have the White Sox-Twins game on a national broadcast. And Dontrell Willis... You guys remember him, D-Train. Dontrell Willis is talking about Aaron Judge. And he says, I don't think he's 100%. Ever since he ran into that fence in L.A., he's struggled. He has not looked like the same Aaron Judge we all know and love. The other guy, I don't know who he is. Let's see. Mark Sweeney. It's like, oh, well, he must not be getting pitches to hit. Yeah, he's getting pitches to hit. What are you guys talking about, bro? Yankee fans are watching all of these at-bats. He's getting pitches to hit, right? The other guy's talking about, well, you know, when you hit 62 home runs, you set a bar. And other teams say, we're not going to let this guy beat us. No, that's what they're saying about Juan Soto. Like, they are pitching to Judge. They are not scared of Judge at all right now because they know, like we know, and your mom and your dad and your brother and your sister knows, this is not Aaron Judge. This is not Aaron Judge that we've seen the last 7 years. So what is it? Kevin Burkhardt, you guys know Kevin, right? Kevin Burkhardt said, He's getting booed in his own stadium after winning the MVP. We don't care, yo. We do not care about a 2022 MVP. We don't care about a bobble. It has nothing to do with that. He wore the golden sombrero. It comes with booze. Dominic is in East Rochester, New York on the Fan. What's up, Dom?
Keith, my man.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. You know, I just am leaning into the conversation. I'm fine with the Yankees. I know eventually, things will change and Judge will be better and hopefully Glaber gets traded and,
Keith, I don't know the mechanics of pitching. I know that I could evaluate pitching better than Cashman. I know that much.
As far
but
as
anyway,
who you make
I do
a trade
know,
for, yeah.
I do know when I see a young pitcher that's on our team, like Sears, about 3 years ago, that this is a guy that I don't want to get rid of. And I sure as hell don't want to get rid of him for nothing. And this is what we did.
Yeah, because you know what? And I don't mean to cut you off, Dom, but if you recall, right, we wanted Castillo. We wanted to get Luis Castillo from the Reds. And the Mariners jumped us to get that. So then we had to come up with a plan B. And plan B was to get Frankie Montas. And the Athletics are like, yeah, give us that kid J.P. Sears that's made some starts for you. Give us Ken Waldichuk and Luis Medina. Deal. You can have this damaged goods starting pitcher that we have. And we'll throw in Lou Trevino as well.
Well, Keith, you're right in my wheelhouse because Castillo was begging to come and play for the Yankees. Begging to go from Cincinnati to come to the Yankees. But Cashman, no. Napoleon, I call him. He knows better.
Well,
he knows the pitching.
Let's dig deeper, Dom. They wanted one of Volpe or Peraza. Where's Peraza
been? At the time, Keith, to tell you the truth, you got to do it. At the time.
With a Yankee team that was the fastest team to 50 wins that everybody was comparing to all the great World Series teams, and all they needed was another start. Yeah, yeah.
But they needed pitching. You can't do it without pitching, Keith.
Correct.
You can't do it. This is my wife's dog. You can't do it without pitching, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Dom. Take care of the dogs. Call me back. For all the dogs. The Bronx dogs. The New York Knicks dudes and dogs. DMX. Snoop Dogg. Let's go to John in Clifton, New Jersey. John, you're on the Fan.
How's it going, Keith?
Good.
Now, I was thinking about what you said about Glaber. I agree with him. I think he's got to go. And I wonder if you agree with this, or this might be the reason. Do you think it's because he's like really close and best friends with Judge? I feel like they're around all the time. They're always hanging out together. And I feel like they want to let him go, but they don't want a situation. Remember back in, I forget what year they were going to the playoffs with Judge and Ronnie Torres. He was really short and Judge was really tall. They had that thing going.
Yeah.
And then right before the playoffs, they traded them and it lost that whole chemistry. Do you think they're worried about that? It seems like Glaber, as I'm watching TV, you know better, but they're close.
Yeah, Glaber is a nice guy. Glaber's friends with everybody, but they removed his best friend, Gio Urshela, no problem. Got him right up out of here. They also removed another nice guy in Jordan Montgomery that nobody said a bad word about. So I don't think they have a problem with that.
But that's not on the same echelon as Judge. Judge is on a different level than them. Are they worried about that? Or I don't know if they're that close.
No. There are some folks saying, well, you can't trade Glaber now. He's always right next to Juan Soto. They do not care.
Right.
They do not care about friendships. It's business.
He's got to go for many reasons. You know what I mean? I just always wonder about that. But he's got to go no matter what.
I think that they covet him. I think that they coddle him. I think that they think he's something that he's not.
No, it's too much.
Thanks for the call, John. I've been watching this for years. Gleyber Torres in the juice ball year did run into 38 homers. Gleyber Torres did have some postseason moments. Gleyber Torres has even been clutch. Some Yankee fans will tell you he was the best hitter on the team last year. I don't give a damn who the best hitter on a 500 team is. I don't care who the best player is on a 500 team. Doesn't matter. Gleyber Torres, I was trying to get him traded when they traded for IKF and Josh Donaldson. I'm like, Josh Donaldson, maybe they're going to package something, please. And then the last two deadlines, the Miami Marlins seemed very interested, but they wouldn't pull the trigger. What is it? This is the same kid that you brought up and said he'd be the shortstop of the future. You didn't collect Didi Gregorius. They could have picked up his option. They choose not to. They go to Glaber, and then they got to move off of Glaber, right? He's not the shortstop. And then that puts you in the situation you're in where you got to find a stopgap shortstop. And then that puts you in the IKF situation. And fast forward to where we are now, young Volpe, he's a good shortstop. He's a good ball player. He's a good kid. He cares about baseball. But at the same time, I told you guys this last year. I felt like they did him a disservice. Man, I got to go back and find some of my old takes. And even some of the stuff I said about Judge. Two things I said that are coming back to the forefront, back to fruition, ringing out true. Volpe did not have the proper development time in the minors. It was affected by COVID, the shortened season. You guys don't remember that? This guy was with the Somerset Patriots for a short amount of time. And then he was given the opportunity to compete in spring training last year, and he took that head on, and he won the job, rightfully so. But then they put the stamp on him that he's the shortstop, we're not sending him down. That's tough. That's almost like that never happens. So he fought through his first year facing major league pitching, knowing that there was no alternative. You're on your own, kid. You're out there with Dylan Lawson or Sean Casey, whoever. Have a chicken parm dinner with Austin Wells and figure out what's wrong here. And while you're trying to do that, we're going to move you from 9 to 7 to 6 to leadoff back to 9. You know what I'm saying? Moving you around in the lineup, and there's a bunch of bums in the lineup like Franchy Cordero, Willie Calhoun, Jake Bowers, Billy McKinney, Greg Allen. They did a disservice to him as a rookie. Come on, rookie, be a star. And he did star last year. He did have walk-off hits and grand slams and homers and stolen bases and won the gold glove. But then coming into this year, you saw how this young man grew up in an offseason. You saw how he matured. You saw how he changed his swing, his stance. You saw how his eye grew up. His eye got better at the plate. You saw how when he was swinging, he's hitting the ball the other way. He's hitting the ball out of the ballpark. And in the fourth series of the year, they said, yeah, in 10 years, we'll look up and he'll be the leadoff hitter. And we all said, okay, 10 years. Yeah, he's ready now. But don't move him there now. You chose to put Gleyber Torres there. You wanted DJ there. You went with Gleyber Torres. I would have liked to see you put Verdugo there before you put 22-year-old Anthony Volpe there. He's cooled off since, and it is what it is.